Gotta be on time. This morning everyone was on time. Let's go. Let's begin. Okay, we left off. Gemara says, there is this concept of putting the guy, Lamaisa, hanging him up. Tolile. So before we do that, I just want to mention two horas, please get down, that I saw quoted from Reb Pinchas Halevi. Reb Pinchas Halevi is the author, many people feel, the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch is written anonymously, and he's the brother of the Ra'ach. And Reb Pinchas Halevi has a comment based on the Ritva. The Ritva here in Gittin and Lamed Zayin Amav quotes the Mask of Ahai, B'Shem Chacham Agor Reb Pinchas Halevi, the brother of the Ra'ach. I'd like to get this down, that according to Beis Shammai, every star is kekavui dami, even if it's what? Even if it has no achrayas tachasim. Let's say there's no achrayas tachasim written in it. The star does not give you the ability to collect from the chasim shubadim. Do you still say omud kekavui dami or not? Beis Shammai have a famous sheet, the kolom and lishtar, kolom and lichvos kekavui dami. Anyone who's omud lichvos is kekavui dami. That is, hold the star, it's like it's collected. But that's even by a star saying bo achrayas tachasim. Even by a star that has no ability to collect from Chasim Shubadim, you didn't write it in, you do have no ability, you still say Kigavu. The only thing is, by Shemitah Sofim, there's Exeris HaKosev, there's no Achrayis, then what's the din? Mishametis. What the din is as Mishametis. So let's get that down, Lamaisa, that we said, yes, Beis Shammai say Kolom Ligvos is Kigavu Domi. You remember that? That was Beis Shammai Shita. Anyone holds a star that has achrayas, can go with him. What about a star that has no achrayas? So Rav Pinchas Halevi is of the opinion, halacha lemaisa, that it's what? That it's kegavu idami, even a star shem achrayas, against Rashi. That smack against Rashi. Rashi says only a star. That's smack against Rashi. Rashi says only a star that has achrayas nechasim is kegavu idami. Star Shem Bachrayas Kenechosim is not Kegavu Dami, according to Rashi. According to Pinchas Halevi, even a star that has Shem Bachrayas Kenechosim, Jonathan, let's get it down, is considered to be Kegavu. Only the Gabi Shemitah's Ksofim is there a special posik that says that if there is no Achrayas, the Shvi'is is Mishametis. And it's Rashi Dibra Maskil HaOme. Rashi Dibra Maskil HaOme there. Ome Ligvos Me'akshin Star Koshim Karkoish Meshuvit Bo. Rashi says, "Beferish l'maisa, only a star that has a chrayas nechasim, v'akarka meshubed bo, it's meshubed in there. If it has a chrayas nechasim, then it's kegavui domi. If it's not a chrayas nechasim, it's not kegavui domi. The Ritva b'shem the Ra'ah says no. He says even a star that has no chrayas nechasim l'maisa is kegavui domi. And his proof is only by shmita do we say if it has no chrayas it's meshametis, because that's a posik. And you know what his proof is? Im lo kein." There would be no star that would be Meshamet according to Beis Shammai. So what? He says, if that would be the case, there would be no star that would be Meshamet according to Beis Shammai. So my reaction then is, so what? What's the big deal? What's the big deal, Amaisa? What's the Gzeres HaKosev? If David Parvarsky says, it says in the Sifri, Shir Yilachas Achith Ashmini Adecha, Pratla Moshe Star Osim LeBezdin. A Stam star is Meshamet. That's why you have to bring it to Bezdin. That's why. So I want you to go over. Let's get this first R. Come on, guys. We've got a lot to do. Let's focus. What does Beis Shammai say? Star Omen Ligvos is what? Is Kigavui Dom. Rashi says that's only a star that has a Chrayas Nechasim written in it. A star that has no Chrayas Nechasim in it is not Kigavui Dom. Comes along, Ritva B'Shem Reb Pinchas Halevi. And what does he say, Eliezer? Let's get it down. He says, even a star that has no Chrayas Nechasim is Kigavui Domi. Only by Shmita is the Din Meshametes. Only by Shemitah Lamaisa is there a series of Kosev Lamaisa that it has no Achrayas, it's Meshametis. And the proof is, if that wouldn't be the case, then there would be no star that would be Meshamet. Lefi Beis Shammai. There would be no star, Ein Lecha Star Shem Meshamet Lefi Beis Shammai. So you have to say, Lamaisa, that the Shemitah's Ksofim blows up a what? An oral loan? Shemitah's Ksofim also blows up a what? Written loan. What type of written loan? A star that has no what? Achrayas. Normally it's Kegavui Domi. But when it comes to watch, we disrupt into Meshametz. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a star that would be Meshametz. And we need that. Why do we need that? Because what does the Sifri say? What does the Sifri say? A star that's Moser Levayston is what? Is Kigabu and it's not Meshametz. Mashma that a regular star that you didn't give in the basin, what would be the name? Would be Meshametz. So you must have a case where it's going to be Meshametz. You must have a case where it's going to be Meshametz. Despite the fact, Nate, that it's Kigabu Domi. We always say Kigabu Domi makes it Enem Meshametz, right? Kigabu Domi makes it Enem Meshametz all the time. This is the exception to the rule. Shmita is different. Shmita, even though it's Kigabu Domi, still will be Meshametz. On what Yisrael, what type of star? Star Shimbach Raistachasim. Yes? And how do we know that there has to be a star that's Meshametz? Because it says a star that you give over to Beis Din is not Meshametz. Mashma, there is a star that if I didn't give over to Beis Din, would be Meshametz. You got that? That is the first Chiddush that we want to say today. This machloek is between what? Rashi against the Rif and Shem Rabbi. One more time I'll say it. Let's go, Rashi. Get it down. Rashi says, going to be Shaman, call a star. Call only Livos is Kigabui Domi. What is that by? That's only by what? That's only by a star that has a price to Chosin. You can collect from the Chosin Shubani. But a star that has no price to Chosin, Rashi says, will be Meshaman. Comes along the Rip of Shinra Pikas Alevi, and he says, even a star that what? Has no price to Chosin is considered Kigabui Domi. But by Shemitah, special thing, it's Meshametis. What's the special din? Because then you would have no star that's Meshametz. So you'll say to me, Rebbe, what's the big deal? So you won't have a star that's Meshametz. It is a big deal. Because as the Sifri says, the only type of star that is in a Meshametz is if you gave it over to Beis Din. Mashma, that a star that you did not give over to Beis Din would be Meshametz. Well, what is that according to Ritva? Even a star that has no Apraes Nechassim. He'll agree it's Meshametz, even though normally it's Kikavu Domi. That's why you have to come up with a Jerusalem Chassim. Because if it's Kigabu Dami, the din should be what? If it's Kigabu Dami, what should be the din? Ain't a Meshametz, but the din is Meshametz. Oh, that's the first Nakuda. Number one Nakuda. Number two. Please get it. The principle of Shibudim, which we talked about. Guys, let's get it. The principle of Shibudim, which we talked about. Yes? Means mortgages or liens. Yes? There are four possibilities in which Shibudim can work. I only wrote two on the board, and I meant to write four. We didn't have a chance to have four. First possibility, I lend you money, 30-day loan. You sell your parking lot to Yosef. You're out of Gabriel. There's a lien on your what? On that parking lot. Yes? At the end of 30 days, if he doesn't have cash, and it was a written loan, I can take Yosef's parking lot, yes? He'll get his cash back, don't get me wrong, but there's a lien. Buyer beware, you should have known about it. It's a shtar, it's a kol that goes out. What gives you the ability to take from the chasam shibudim? The topic of shibudim. One possibility is, get it down. It's a mixus kinyan. As soon as I lend him $100,000, I have a partial kinyan in that parking lot. Who writes this? The Rifuah Kedushin, you give him a base. What's the other possibility? Rashi and Kedushin. Arvis. What is Arvis? What is Arvis? Not chickpeas you eat at a Shalom Zohar. Right? That's called Arvis, no? This is Arvis Arev. A cosigner. A cosigner is a guarantor. Usually it's a human being. Here it's a physical inanimate object, the parking lot. The karka serves as what? As a guarantor. If there's no cash, I'll take the land. That's called Arvis. Who says Arvis? Rashi. Kiddushin, you give them a vase, binyom. Number three, mitzvah! Prius Bavov mitzvah. Gemara Ksubis pay Bavov mitzvah, mitzvah to pay back a loan. How can I fulfill that mitzvah? Not just with cash. Not just with cash. Not just cash. I can also fulfill it with a piece of karka. The mitzvah, says the Yadramah, can be with a karka. So it's a mitzvah. And number four, the Rashbam in Baba Basra calls it a Xeris HaKosim. Yotze Alecha Avod Guadim in Mikakakoi. He says it's a Xeris HaKosim. That you want to collect money, you don't have to collect money, you always have to collect cash or land. So there are four possibilities in which Shibudim work. the mechanics of Shibudim. If I ask you alumnus, what are four ways in which Shibudim work? This is how they work, liens and mortgages. What is this so important for us? Because it's Torah, number one. And number two, I forgot to mention, it plugs in very beautifully with the notion of what? With the notion of what we consider this to be, al pila rito gazi, lamaisa. What is Rabbi Yochanan's din? If the achrayus is beforeish bishtar, what's the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish against Rav and Shmuel? What do we say the machlekes was? Come on, guys, I know you're waiting for Chazara, but you gotta know it. Star sheish b'achrayus, what's the din? Nate, star sheish b'achrayus, what did Rav and Shmuel say? Rav and Shmuel said what? They said what? Meshameh or ain't a meshameh? They said what? Meshameh. What did Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say? Ain't a meshameh. Rabbi Yochanan distinguishes between a star that has achrayus and a star that has no achrayus. Remember that? Star that has achrayus, he said, ain't a meshameh. No achrayus, he said, meshameh. What's the difference? So the Svara might be, says the Dvar Yaakov, based on the Ridal Gazi, when there's achrayus nechassim, it's mixes kinyin. When there's achrayus nechassim, it's mixes kinyin, Shrol. Get it down. If it's mixes kinyin, it's like you collected it already. The melech ain't a meshameh. But if the achrayus is not in the star, what is it? It's arvis, not chickpeas. It's a guarantor, right? It's the guarantor. Mayor, it's the guarantor. If it's a guarantor, then it's possible that what? That it will not be kigavui. And that's Rabbi Yochanan and Shita. And what does Rav and Shmuel respond back? They said either it's always arvis, no matter which type of star, it's not kigavui, or even a mixes kinyan maybe doesn't make it kigavui. Or maybe a mixes kinyan does not make it kigavui. Maybe a mixes kinyan doesn't make it kigavui. So I want you to plug it in. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, please get it. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Lamai said they work with mixes kinyan. Therefore, Shnar Shesh Mokrayas and Mesham is kigavui. But if not inside, it's within our business, so it's not kigavui, it's Meshamet. However, Rav and Shmuel hold either. No, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say a star that has achrayus ain't a meshameh because you work with mixes kinyan. That makes it kigavui. No, mixes kinyan makes it like kigavui. No, we said it like that. Mixes kinyan is like kigavui. It's like kigavui. So there was kigavui, it's ain't a meshameh. Whereas if there's no achrayus nechassim in it, then it's like an arvus and therefore it'll be meshameh. What do Rav and Shmuel say? They say all stars, whether it has a chrayus or not, all work within arvus, and there is not kigavui, and there is meshameh, or maybe they hold mixes kinyan, but it doesn't make it what? It doesn't make it kigavui, dummy. It doesn't make it kigavui, dummy. Okay? Nate, you got it? Yes. That's how you say the pshat. I wanted you to, those are the two nekudas, David. These are the two nekudas I wanted you to get, Lamaisa. Please get them. Halacha Lamaisa. Again, what is the nature of the Shibudim? We're utilizing the first two, that's why I forgot the three and four. But the lights, I want you to know all four possibilities in the Rishonim that say how liens and mortgages work. But this is how we plug it in, Lamaisa. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back real quick, John. It's got to be real quick. Go ahead.
Can Rabbi just explain again what the mitzvah is?
Mitzvah means there's a mitzvah. The Gemara Ksubas Peivav Mitzvah. Priest Bachov is a mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah to shake a luluf, there's a mitzvah to shear the shofar. And they Chachamim can beat you up if you refuse to do it. They can beat up a guy until he pays the guy back. So maybe Shibudim, how do you fulfill the mitzvah? Pay him cash? Yes. Or give him your land, maybe, even Jonathan. The mitzvah can be manifest and expressed even with giving land. Okay, let's turn Lamed Zayin and Beis where we're at, Lamaisa. Where we're at in the Gemara, Lamaisa. And the Gemara had said, if you guys remember correctly, the Gemara had said, Halacha Lamaisa, please get it, that if you pay back a chov on shviz, what's the din? The chacham, you have to say what? The mal has to say mishamed ani, and if he says, even still, the loaf is crying to pay back, right? I'm making it dramatic, even still. Imagine that, how much he wants to cry, he wants to pay back. Such a good guy. Then, a second later, or a few hours later, you see he's hedging on it. He's no longer crying. You know how the people sometimes they fake cry? Lamaisa, they fake cry. They're crying 1 second, the next second they're getting angry, right? So Lamaisa, this doesn't make any sense. The Malvus is Meshamin Ami. He says, even still, I'm going to pay you back. Then 2 hours later, he's not paying you back. So the Gemara says, what can you do? According to Rashi, you can hang him on a water tree. Yes? According to the Aruch, you can glare at him. According to the Aruch, you can glare at him. That's what it means, Tali Le. And according to the Ravid, it means what? It means you wait there, you show him, you owe me $500. You show him the $500 and let him out of his own volition say he's going to give a gift. Now, I want to point out, let's get this, before we read on Vayta and the Gemara, I want to point out, Lamaisa, there is a Bach we mentioned yesterday, and I was wondering yesterday, when we were doing the Prusbuls, if a man says, Meshamed Ani, the Malvin, Meshamed Ani, can he go ahead and start beating up the Lover right away? No. The Lover has to say, even still, I want to pay back. Then that will allow you to what? To beat him up. But if he doesn't say, even still, you can't just beat him up because it shows your Meshamed Ani is a joke. But the Bach says, and we saw it inside, I want you to get this, even though that's not the way the Gilyan Marashah says it, but the Bach learns in this din, let's get it, the Bach actually learns the following. Mary, let's get it down. Bach learns that the Lova paid him back. The Lova actually paid the Malva back, and then the Malva, the Lova wants his money back. He regrets paying him. Then you can what? Hang him on a tree. That's when you can hang him on the tree. So that answers my scenario. Do you ever have a scenario where you can say, Meshamed Ani, and then you can beat him up? Yes. If he paid you back, yes, you had said Meshamed Ani, and he paid you, and then 2 hours later he says, I want the money back. I regret paying you back. Then you can what? You can hang him on the tree. That's what the Bach writes. He writes a Beferish. Tzritz says, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. The case is, as long as he said he was going to pay you, and he hasn't yet, then you can what? Then you can pummel. But I want you to get down to Bach. The Bach says, Meir, that the Lova paid him back. The Lova actually paid him back. And then an hour later, he wants the money back. So then the Malva can beat him up. So that's a scenario where what? Where in the situation is that he said Meshamed Ani, he paid him. He didn't just say Afalpikin, he actually paid him. And therefore, that's the case that the Bach writes, which will not be symmetrical with the story we're going to see right now. It will not be symmetrical with the story we're going to see right now, but I want you to get down the Bach, that the Bach has this skittish of how he reads the Gemara. Very, very interesting, okay? Yes, Gabriel.
This really makes sense, because like the Havamina where the Lova just didn't pay him to begin with, it makes sense, because the mob was beating up the purpose, that being to get his money back. But with the Bach, he's probably just beating up Stom for fun.
No, not Stom for fun. He's bothering him. The Lova wants his money back.
The Malva wants the money.
I understand, but he doesn't want to be bothered by it. He's tired of this guy. You don't bother him for the last 2 hours. I hear what you're saying, but it's possible you could still say it. The Tosfos Ritz says not that way, that he didn't pay him. But that's how the Bach learns Pshat, Lamaisa, that in fact there was a Kiyum of Shvi's. He said Meshamed Ani, and in fact he what? He paid him. So that's the Bach. But we're going to point out that that's symmetrical with the story, because it's clear in the story he didn't pay him. Okay? Yes, Jonathan.
I was also going to say that from the Bach's perspective, if he already paid him, why would he want to hang him on a tree just to get lost?
Because the Bach told, because he's bothering him. The guy wants his money back.
But he got the
That's
money.
What Gabriel's, I understand, but he's still he's driving him nuts. He's been driving nuts for a week. He wants his money back. Can't hear you. No, the Bach says the Lova paid the Malva,
right.
And the Lova wants his money back. No, he regrets him paying him back. He wants the money back. So therefore, that's where you can beat him up. That's how the Bach shot in the Gemara is. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, which I wanted you to see, okay, the Shulchan Aruch Patskin is like the Aruch, that you glare at him. Doesn't mean you can beat him up. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Zamazan, Patskin is like the Aruch. I want you to get it down. I'll give you the sif where he says it. He says it b'feirish yumisavev advarim l'maisa. He says it's in sif lamed vav misavev imo b'dvarim. You glare at him and glare at him till he finally says matana. I'm giving it to you. So that he holds like the Aruch, and that's smack. That's not like the Bach that he paid him. Wasn't like the Bach that he paid him. He hasn't paid him. He said Afal Pikein. He said mitzvah. The Mava said mitzvah. The Lova says Afal Pikein. I want to pay, and he hasn't paid. Even though the Sam Sofer writes, he thinks the Kavanah of Rashi is that the Lova said he's going to pay, and then he regrets it, which is what the Pshat is. The Dvar Yaakov says the Lashon of Rashi is not Mashmadei. Why not? The Lashon of Rashi is that way. That's what we thought. We thought the Lashon of Rashi is that way, that he's regretting. Okay, so we got this. This is the Pshat I want you to get in the Gemara with the Bach, with the Tzitzis Rid, how we view it, Halacha L'maaseh. Yes, David, real quick.
If Bach is saying when he annoys you, you annoy him before he's a Shulchan Aruch by glaring at him, why can't he hang you up on the tree?
Because the Mechaber writes, he said he was going to pay me, and he's not paying me. So I can hang him up on the tree.
But for him, you're annoying him. Why?
What'd you say? According to the Mechaber, not hanging on the tree, I can glare at him. According to the Mechaber, I can glare at
him.
Listen, you said you're going to pay me. I said Meshamanani, you're the Lobe. You said you're going to haven't paid me. So I'm glaring at you. Okay? That's the shot. You sound even more before. Mechaber passed like dark. What'd you say, Gabriel?
Is it possible that the Bach is saying the Lova should hang the Malva up?
No. We're talking about the Malvas. The Malva's doing it on the Chalamais. Yes, Mayor.
In the case where you said, I can't tell them that he said they still want to take it, he doesn't pay. In that case,
that is the classical case we're saying shot in the Gemara. That's where you ought to hang him up. Mechaber says like the Aruch Mesav the Bidvar. Okay? But what I said, the Baruch had a different take in the Gemara. He said he paid him the Bach. Yes, that's correct. Poshim Shad is like we said. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Even though the Dvar Yaakov says Rashi is not master, I think Rashi is master that way. Okay. Vayter now in the Gemara. Let's see the story. David, you read the Gemara today. Let's go. Let's see inside. The last thing that we did was the Gemara answered that if you give it as a form of a matana, that's fine. You get it out of a halvah, it's a matana, and a matana is fine. I thought if you coerce a guy to give a gift, it's not a good gift. What dafen Baba Basra? You got to listen to Shir if you missed yesterday. What dafen Baba Basra? If I take a gun to a guy's head and say, give me a gift, it's not a good gift. What daf? Mem Chesem and Beis, excellent. It's not a good gift. Why is this a good gift? What's the answer? What's the answer, we said? Because you're getting something in return. What are you getting in return? You know you paid the loan back. So that's why I say it's a matona dash loan. Right? If someone takes a gun to my head and says, sell your car, and I get cash, it's a good sale, because at least I got something back. In a matona, normally you get nothing back. Here you get something back, because you pay back your loan. That's the chiddush that we're bringing out. Okay, let's see the story now. There's much we have to see to, Bez Hashem. Okay? Go ahead, David. Let's see the story. Go ahead. In the Gemara there. The Gemara there says what? Dahave. Okay? Amalei toli le adam ar hachi. Abba bar Marsa. That's where we're up to. Abba bar Marsa. Go ahead.
Abba bar
Marsa is also known as who? He's also known as Abba bar Menume. Go ahead. Hava. Masik Bey Rabba Zuze. Rabba lent him money. Okay, he borrowed. Here Masik means he borrowed. Rabba lent him money. Go ahead. Asinu. What does Asinu Ilayu Bishvis mean?
He came back to him on
Abba Marsa brought the money. Bishvis doesn't mean literally Shvis. It means, like we said yesterday in Shir, Bashvis meant after the Shvis was canceled, end of Shvis. Which was canceled. Go ahead. Excellent. Rabbi said, "Meshametani, I don't want the money." Go ahead. Shaklinu. So meanwhile, Abba Marsha took all the money. Also, he left. He says, "Okay, good. Lamaisa, I don't have to pay it back. I did my job. Halach Lamaisa. Kosher. What's the kosher?" Isn't there a din ruach hachamim nochei menu? This man was a tzaddik, Abba bar Marsha. Didn't he want to pay him back? No? Why would he leave, Allah lamaisa? Why would he leave? Doesn't the Mishnah say? It says ruach hachamim nochei menu. He for sure knew the Mishnah. Rabbi said mishamenani. What's the answer? Since Rabbi said mishamenani, he thought he wouldn't accept the money. He thought Rabbi was also a big tzaddik. So what am I missing my time for? He took his money and he left. Abai was mazmut to him. He made a big mistake. If he would have worked at it, he would have taken the money. But I want you to get that down. Who says this pshat? The Ritva and the Ran in the Chiddushim. The Ritva and the Ran say this pshat. Okay? Go ahead. That's one kasha. And we gave answers. Yes? We gave an answer. Next kasha. Come here, get everything down. Next kasha. Or Zeru asked. Listen to this. Chelik Dalet Simon Kufres. Why did Rabbah hang him up? Why did he let him leave? Why didn't Rabbah hang him on the tree or glare at him? Gemara doesn't say that.
He doesn't say he's going to pay back, though.
What?
He didn't say that he's still going to pay it back.
Oh, that's an interesting horror what you said. That's an interesting horror that he said, Lamaisa. Interesting horror. Okay. Well, why didn't he say to him? I'll make the cash even better. Okay, I hear you. That Sor Zeru asked the kasha. Please get it down. Why didn't he force him to say Afa PK? Let's say it like that. Let's get that down there. It's a good horror. Why did he force him to say Afa PK? Let him force him to say Afa PK. Or Zeru asked that. Why did he force him to say Afa PK? Okay? So let's give three answers to that kasha. Number one. It was not in the wherewithal of Rabbah to force him. He wasn't, I don't know, bigger than him, I guess. That's one answer. Israel, please get this down. Second answer. It would not be becovetic. Rabbah was a gadol. That he should have to force someone? Zilus would not be becovetic, be embarrassing. And number three, in his heart of hearts, if he knew that Abba Marmarsa would not end up paying him, he would have been kofin. That's the third answer. In his heart of hearts, he thought he was going to pay him eventually. So therefore, he wasn't kofin. So three answers to that kasha. Okay? But what do you see from the word Zeruah? That he learns what? Like, which way is Tully lay? Does he learn like Rashi, the Aruch, or the Ravid? You guys tell me. I can't hear you. Who does it show that he clearly is learning like? The word Zeruah. He wasn't in the wherewithal to what? Like Rashi, to hit him, to hang him up. What do you mean it wasn't his worth all a glare at? Anyone could glare at anybody, no? Or anyone could show up the money. So you see clearly he learned like who? See clearly he learned like Rashi. Okay? You see clearly he learned like Rashi. Oh. Now, Lamaisa. So we just took care of how many Nakudas right here? Number one we said is what? Why did he fulfill the Mishnah? Of Ruach HaChamim Nochei Menu. Right? How could it what? How could he have left without paying him? And not fulfilling this delova. What's the answer? He thought he wouldn't receive it to him. And that's why he didn't say Afa Pekin. That's why, Mayor, he didn't say Afa Pekin, because he didn't think he was going to take the money. Right? So Labai told me wrong. He would have taken the money. He would have taken the money. And then, number two Nakuda is, well, why didn't Rabbah hang him? Why didn't Rabbah hang him and force him? We said a little bit better. Not just saying, why did he force him to say it? To say Alpha Pekin. Number one, he didn't have the wherewithal to force him because he couldn't hit him. So he's learning like Rashi. Number two, wasn't Bekovetic. He was a gadol that a gadol should have to force him. And number three, in his heart of hearts, if he thought he wouldn't pay him, he would have hit him. But he thought he was going to end up paying him. Now, one sec. The Mishnah Rishon on the Mishnayos. Let's get it. The Mishnah Rishon on the Mishnayos, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, asks, why is it taka good to pay? Why do the Chachamim love you if you pay it off, if you're a lover? Why is it that they love you? Why is Ruach Chachamim Nochei Menu B'nyomim? So let's get it down. Why do the Chachamim love you if you pay it off? Number one is because they won't what? It won't stop, it won't prevent loans anymore. That's number one. It won't prevent loans. Number two, the Torah's Mekel, that if he says Afal Pekin, you can take the money. It shows the Ratzon of the Torah is really what, Mayor? Not to pressure the Malva. When there's no pressure, there's a mitzvah to pay off your chov. You know, it's a lot like we said yesterday. It's a lot like we said yesterday. What did we say yesterday in Rashi? That according to Rashi, the result, he said, conception, there is a chov there. The Torah whole thing is don't pressure the guy. Remember I said I didn't think it fit in Rashi because Rashi said what? Lav mishum chol? I was thinking about it more this morning and I'm saying that the reason why they're in Beis Din is not because of what? The reason why they're in Beis Din is not because of pressuring, because what? They're not in Beis Din, so it's not pressuring. right? And it's not because of a chov. What does it mean it's not because of a chov? What he means to say is the chov does exist, but he's not pressuring because of the chov. He's pressuring to give a gift. You see, that's what I was telling Rabbi Wiederblank this morning. Maybe you could reread the Rashi in Labishim Chov. Not that there's no chov there. There is a chov there, but he's not pressuring because of the chov. It doesn't say ain kan chov. It says Labishim Chov. Yes, I'm saying there is a chov. So I'm fitting it even in Rashi, Nate. You follow me? I'm fitting it even in Rashi. So Lamaisa, there's much more of a mitzvah to pay back. So if I ask you guys, what is the rationale of the Chachamim what love you if you pay back? Number one is it'll keep loans going. And number two, what's number two? Maris, I'll move over so I can see Nate. What's number two? What's number two? What's another reason why they'll come love you if you pay back? Because why? Because Priyas Bachol Mitzvah. Excellent, guys. Excellent. Priyas Bachol Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay back. And that's assuming the chov still exists. Not that it went up in smoke. That's like we said yesterday. The whole concern is pressuring. But the chov does exist. So there's only no pressure. Let him pay back. Let him pay back, Lamaisa. Here, Gabriel, move on a little bit so Mayor, so we can see Nate. Yes, go ahead, Mayor. What do you say? Mayor, go ahead. We said no. That's a new chiddush. We said maybe it is that you're not a lot of pressure, but the chov always exists. Okay, the chov always exists. Nate, it's like a move over. It's like a running back. You know what I mean? Going to get through the get through the hole. Okay, there it is, right there. You guys got me? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. It's a new pshat, Mayor. We've been saying online cancels. No, it's a new pshat. So this is why Ruach Hakam Nochei Menu. So this is the pshat that we're suggesting. And I actually think it's good, Lamaisa. He starts yelling at me with Peter Blake. I didn't respond back. I was quiet. He hasn't seen when I've roared, Lamaisa. Okay? He hasn't seen when I've roared. I let him yelling at me. He's been yelling at me. Well, I'm going to tell him to reread the Rashi. Vein kan chol. Rashi doesn't say ein kan chol. He says lavishum chol. That you're appearing in Beis Din not because of what? Because of a chol, but it's because of a gift. That's why. Not that he's saying there's no chol. If he was right, it's just an ein kan chol. Right, Usher? Usher was joking in Seder with Binyamin. Ein kan. No, you are here. Ein kan. Rashi doesn't say ein kan, right? Rashi says ein kan. Ein kan mishum lo yigos. There's no pressuring. That's what he said, ein kan. He said, la mishum chol. Listen to Rashi. I have to tell him how to learn up a Rashi. This is how you learn up a Rashi. And the next Rashi says, ein kan mishum lo yigos. There's no lo yigos. But there is a chol. The previous Rashi says, doesn't say ein kan chol. La mishum chol. There is a chol there. There is a chol there. It's a dichotomous in Rashi. List in Rashi, Lamaisa. This is the pshat in Rashi. List means inside in Rashi. Okay. Then we took it a step further, and we said there are two reasons why Chacham love you to pay back. Number one, they love you because why? Exactly. Allows loans to continue, Jonathan. Excellent. Number two is the Iker is pressuring. There's no pressuring. There's a mitzvah to pay back the chov, and that's what we're assuming. Okay. Real quick, guys. David, we got to go Viking. Yeah, quick, David, and then Jonathan.
If you're saying it's still a chov, then doesn't that have a problem with the fact that all of these little guys have to pay back because they're assuming they should be
done? So we talked about yesterday, 2 days, if you don't pay back, do the chum not like you? Do you say the inverse? Tosim Baba Basra, I brought it in. Tosim Baba Basra. Tosim Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Tes, says the Chachamim don't like you, and the Bala Iter Bala Trumas say no. It never says they don't like you. It's just a bonus.
The chov is still there with the shemitah. That means that you're still a chov and you still
have to
pay back. Not someone likes you.
No, you can never pressure. I understand, but do the chachamim not like you if you don't pay back? 2 days, machlekes. Tosfos says they don't like you. The Baal Iter get it down and say Baal Truma say that no, we don't say such a thing. It's only whether they like you and everything's par after that. Yes, Mayor.
According to this, does Prozbol not do anything, or does Prozbol just allow you to pressure?
A prusbol gives you the ability to what? Pressure the fellow. That is correct.
But the Lord would be there.
Yes, according to this pshat. Well said. Yes, Jonathan. No, Jonathan over here. Then Jonathan. Go ahead. Real quick, guys. We got to hear Jonathan.
Within this pshat, what does any function do?
What it does is that it says that you don't have to pay me back. Right, but it's saying there's no pressure. That's what it means. Right, but I'm not pressuring him at all when I take money. By me saying mitzvah, it's a good question to ask, Kasha. The answer is by me saying the shaman adi, if I would eventually take the money, I don't view that as pressuring. Whereas, if I don't say Meshavet Ani, you could say that's an issue of pressuring. The fact that you simply collect the loan.
So by saying Meshavet Ani, he eliminates the
legal. Yes.
And now he's able to go and like do this whole thing of like...
That is correct. That is correct. Well said. That is correct. That's exactly what's happening. Yes. Or it's abolishing the whole cult completely. That's another way of saying it. Okay?
Why do we need to say it's much harder?
Because you've got to get it out of the notion of chol. Because the issue is, you're not allowed to pressure him to do that. How do you get out of pressuring it? You label it as a matana. I understand that, but until we label it as a matana, you're asking good, it's still going to be called pressure. We wanted him to say it on his own, I'm giving you a gift, then for sure it's no pressure. That is the chiddush. I understand, but that's not called pressure. That's what we're saying. Yes, Jonathan.
So two quick things. The first, just to respond to other Jonathan's point.
Yes.
I think by saying Mishamidani, it's very important because it's saying, yeah, I'd love if you gave me the money back, but like it's gonna, you know, make you poor and unable to feed your family. No pressure. Like it's not the end of the world.
Right, but you're saying it. But you're saying it before he pays back. Okay, yeah, yeah. You are. So it's alleviating the pressure. Well said.
And it's
alleviating the pressure. But you're saying it before he paid you. Okay. Right. Remember, saying off a pecan afterwards. Yeah, go ahead.
Just with regards to the words of Ruach, we're saying that because he was a gadol, it wasn't coveting of him to slap the guy around a little.
Right.
Shouldn't that also be indicative that in general, like whether the Mechaber says it's mutter to like give him a glare or not, that it's kind of shameful behavior?
I don't think so. I think hitting is much different. You know, a glare is, that's why maybe the Mechaber thought it was too much. He didn't want to paskin like Rashi. Maybe he didn't want to paskin like Rashi. A glare, that's not as bad. Okay? All right.
You can't say, oh, I'm not a gadol, so I can
beat him. Yeah. That, because people recognize me, so he is a gadol. Okay, let's go weiter now into Gemara. Okay? Let's go now. David, you saw you asked me later, okay? Yeah, go ahead. Let's go, guys. Look inside, okay? Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see the story. Okay, we're in the middle of the story. Go ahead. Abaye came. Go ahead. Ashkeche. He saw that he was sad. He saw the Rabbi was sad. Now get this down in your notes. The Gemara says in Moikot, Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes in Chav Chesimav, that Rabbi was a very, very indigent person. Very, very poor. An animoed. He didn't even have barley bread in his house.
Who is that?
Abaye saw that Rabbi was sad. Rabbi was very poor. And he was sad because he didn't collect the money. He needed the geld. But I want you to know all these Gemaras. Gemara Moikot says, Beferish, on Chav Chesimav, he was very poor. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out this Gemara. Go ahead.
So
Abai asked Rabbi, why are you sad? Go ahead. You got to pronounce the vav. This was the story. He told him over the whole story that he Abba Marsha returned the money, and then he said, Mishamani, and he took all the money and left. Go ahead. So Abaye went directly to what? Abba Marsha. I guess he wanted to introduce the story that he heard. Go ahead. Amtat. You read it like this. Amtat.
Amtat lei zule.
Zuzei. Did you bring the money to what? To Rabba. Go ahead.
Amar in.
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
Amar
lei. And what did he say to you? Amar lei. He said Mishamanini. Go ahead.
Lay.
Did you say to him, Afalpikin, even still you want to pay back?
No.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that to him. Go ahead. Afalpikin. If you would have said, Afalpikin, even still I want to pay you. I would have won. He would have taken the money from you. Go ahead.
Hashta
Mihas. Now the mice, you could fix it. Go ahead. Nile. Now what? Now at least what? Now at least fix it. Go back to him. Take the money now. The Amale, and say to him. And say to him, Afalpikin, even still. Go ahead. Azul, he went. He brought him the money. He reached the money. Gave over the money. Delivered the money. Go ahead, Vamale. He said, Afalpikin. Go ahead. Shaklim, and then he took the money from him. Good. Go ahead. Surva Mirabanan. Rabba commented on this Talmud Chacham, Marta Bas Mises. Isn't that his name? What is his name? Yeah, Abba Bar Marta, Abra Bar Menume. He commented on him that he wasn't in his right mind in the first story. He should have said Abba Bikin first, and he didn't. So he was wrong. He really should have. He commented on this. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Amar Lohave Beidaiti, that Tamachacham, Surah Rabban Mikar, that Tamachacham did not have the right mindset in the first story. He should have said Afal Pikein in the first story. And he didn't. He should have. Another Gemara and Moikot and get it down. And Chav Vavam Beis. The first one was Chav Chesem Rav. Another Gemara and Moikot and Chav Vavam Beis says a story. Now our Gersh in the Gemara was Rava, yes? Some have a Gersh of Rava. Did you see that? Some gears in the Ghost of Sinum Aleph, the Aruch has the word Rava instead of Rava. Now there is a story in Moy Cotton about Rava, that Rava came to Menachem Ava, Abba Bar Marsa, when he was in Ava. And he did something Shalok Yadin, Abba Bar Marsa. Okay? And you know what Rava said? He didn't have the right mindset at that time, the Talmud Chacham. He was an Avelis, so you know what? Don't criticize him. You know, he probably was very sad. He wasn't focusing. Same thing here. He was saying, okay, you know, no one's perfect. Ein tzadik bar sholechta. So that's what Rabbah was saying. Rabbah was saying, you know, I understand. It happens. No one's perfect. He should have said it the first time. I didn't say it. So please get those two gemaras of Moy Cotton. This brings us to the sheet of the Raivin. The Raivin in Nasagas Arif, it says, why didn't Rabbah wait? Get this down. I think you guys, some of you were bothered by this. Why didn't Rabba wait until what? Until he actually himself said, I'm giving it to you as a gift. We learned in the Gemara yesterday, you have to say a gift. Why didn't Rabba wait until he actually said, I'm giving it to you as a gift? I want you guys to get this down. This is one of the rayas. This is one of the rayas of the Ravid. That during the times of the Amoraim, Rabba Rav Ashi, Shemitah Sofik was only a Midas Chasidus. It was not a real din. Binodin. It was not a real din. It was only a Midas Chasidus. They didn't need all. They didn't have to do this. Because if he really was a real din, he should have waited until he actually said, I'm giving it to you as a matana. He didn't wait. Rabba knew Kol Torah Kula, guys. The fact that he didn't wait is a riot, says the riot is only a Midas Chasidus. So what do you do? He didn't wait to say, he just took the money. He said, Afal Pikin, he took the money. What did we learn yesterday? You have to say, Umatan Ani Nosin Lecha. Yeah, well, we assume everyone holds that din. That was a Gemara's Teretz to Abai's Kasha. Right? That was a Gemara's Teretz to Abai's Kasha. So you have to actually say it. Why didn't he wait till you say it? He should have waited till he said it. Rabbi said to Abai, you have to actually say they're giving to his matana. Why did he wait? Must be the Shemitah Zeminis Chasidus. All the other Rishonim say it's not true. How did they read this Gemara? So says the Gedule Truma, get it down. Shar Mem Hey Chelak Alf Os Gimel. Shar Mem Hey Chelak Alf Os Gimel Bench, get it down, Gedule Truma. He says that the Gemara Lamaisa was Mekatzer in its Lashon. Didn't give you all the details, even though you get the impression this story was pretty detailed. But he says that detail was not included. That's what the Gidule Truma answers for all the Rav Rishonim that say we have watched Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. If we have Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, so what's going on? Why didn't he wait till he said Matana? The Teretz is because the Gemara, it was brief. The Gemara didn't include that detail. That's what he gives an answer. Interesting answer. Okay, Jonathan, go ahead.
Well, I had a different question. Do you guys have an impression?
Real quick, go ahead.
Then why didn't we quote this story earlier?
Why didn't what?
Why didn't we quote this Maisa earlier when we had that whole discussion?
What do you mean earlier?
Like when we were discussing whether or not this Maisa is no.
The Gemara is, because this story is talking about Talile, Afal Pike. It connects to Afal Pike more than this. This is a side riot. This is a side riot. Okay, what else? Okay, all right, Yisrael, yeah, go ahead.
What's the whole question of the Or Zeruah if the Gemara basically just says he was not in the right mind space at the time? So, why would he, what's the Or Zeruah asking?
It's a little bit different, the mindset, Lamaisa, why you couldn't say Afal Pike. Why didn't he just force him, Lamaisa, to say what? Why didn't he just force him to say, you know, Afal Pike? He should have forced him. So you're saying, Israel's saying, good, he didn't, wasn't in the mindset. So he wasn't in the mindset. Fine, that's Abba Bar Marsa, but not Rabba. Or Zeruah's kash was on Rabba. Not Rabba was saying about Abba Bar Marsa. You follow me? It's the other, it's flipped. Rabba was saying that about Abba Marsa, not about himself. That kash or Zeruah was on Rabba. Why didn't Rabba tie him up? Right? Okay, so that's the difference. Okay, yet another kasha?
We said there's the third answer was that in his heart of hearts they thought he would have back
then. He would eventually pay him back, yes.
He would eventually pay him
back? Yes, eventually he'd pay him back. That's why he didn't tie him up.
So why didn't he just ask? Then we said the whole reason he didn't ask was he didn't
I don't know, I guess he didn't want to be confrontational, you know? But if he thought he was going to stiff him, he would have tied him up. That's the third answer. In his heart of hearts, he thought he was going to pay him. Okay. Everyone got this, Glor? We got it? This is a shot by Gemara. Okay. Right there now. Let's go, guys. Next piece of Gemara. Here we go. Go ahead, David. Next piece. Go ahead. You have a kasha?
Yeah.
Go ahead, real quick.
It seems like the Gemara actually goes like the Bach. Because if you...
I would say the contrary. The Gemara in this story doesn't say he paid him back. Fuck here. I'm glad you brought that up. No, but it didn't say he paid him.
Why would
so the Poshup shot of the previous quarters didn't pay him. According to the Bach, he paid him already.
Why would he be able to hang him up if he never said Alpha PK?
What'd you say?
Why would he be able to hang him up?
Why if he never we said why did he force him to say Alpha PK?
Why
you
never said
and then
if you said that if he said Alpha PK, you can ask him.
But you can also tell him say Alpha PK.
If he took the money, like the Bach said, he took the money back, then you can force him to do it. That's why then he just happened to not do it. That's why
no, but he didn't take the money. That's the Gemara didn't say he took the money. He didn't take the money. That's a shot in the Gemara. He didn't take the money. So I'm saying the Bach, the symmetry doesn't fit as well.
He took the money and left.
He didn't. No, he took. He never paid him. The Bach says he had paid him. Okay, let's see Vayter and the Gemara. Guys, look inside. Okay, let's go. Go ahead.
Amar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Nema Adam Domar, Tuzlo Haya, Beyadi Be'Avid.
Wow. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Nachman says the Malvik can say, I had a Pruzbo, but I lost it. I had a Pruzbo, but I lost it. So therefore I want to be paid. The loan remains intact, Usher. Where's your Pruzbo? Well, I lost it. He's believed, Binyamin. Go ahead.
My time, I was using Haven at the Kitani Rabbanan Pruzbo, which is the rabbi's name.
Once the Rabbanan made a Pruzbo, the Takan of a Pruzbo, go ahead.
Lo
Shavik Etera. Wow. What a cloud. What a claw! It's mentioned four times in Shas. Nate and Jonathan motivated me to look up all the Gemaras this morning. Let's get the shot first before we go to the hekif of the rest of the Shas. You can see a shir when you guys go home on the topic of Loshavik at the Avali Sura bench. In Potomac, right? Potomac, Maryland, right? Yes, that's where you live. You'll say the shir. Make signs all over it that Ben is saying a shir, Loshavik in his Avali Sura. What is this cloud? If you have an OU steak and you have a filet mignon in front of your face, unless the guy's a Russia gomer lahachas, he's going to eat the OU steak. Lo shavik, translate. A guy does not leave the heter and eat isser. It's right in front of you. How hard is it to write a pruzbo? How hard? Very, very easy. We did it yesterday for a lot of guys. Right? A lot of guys came in the shul yesterday. Are we going to be choshed the guy, the mava, that he's lying and that he had one and he lost it and he's lying? Come on. How hard is it? It's very easy to get this done. And therefore, the klal is that he's believed and the mava gets his money. Gabriel, the loan remains intact. Yes? Ushabak Inish Atera V'Achali Sura. Bless you. Amazing Kiddush. Read the Rashi. Kevin Itzikun, go ahead. Go ahead. Came in the Tikkun Rabban and Prusbul. Umatzi leMikvei. Came in the Tikkun Rabban and Prusbul. You see the Rashi there? Go ahead. Came in the talking Rabban. Read the Diramaska. Came in the talking Rabban and Prusbul. Umatzi leMikvei kveteira. You can collect beheter. Go ahead, Loshavik. Hetera de milva below Prusbul. You're not going to what? You're not going to leave the heter of alone without a Prusbul. Lemaymar. Haveli. I had one ve'ibed. I had one ve'ibed isser. Ve'ibed v'achol isser. And I'm eating an isser. I'm taking money when I shouldn't be taking money because it was canceled. Excellent, David. That's what it means. This is what it means, this cloud. Actually, he adds a letter vav. Instead of did, it's umalva. Umalva below Prusbul. It should be malvi. He loans it without a Prusbul and say he lost these. He's lying. No one's going to ever say that. So who's believed? Who's believed, guys? What'd you say? The malva's believed. And the malva can collect. Yes?
Yeah.
Let's get this down. I gave you the rush. Lomaisa. Okay? Before we do the rush, let's see the Tyson side. David, read the Tyson side, Loshovic. Look at guys, two line, three line Tyson. Go ahead. He won't leave the heter and eat the Isser. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Masko again, Loshovic. Neman. Below Shvua, you believe even without a Shvua, guys. Get it down. You believe even without a Shvua. You don't need to take a Shvua. Okay? You don't need to take a Shvua. However, I want you guys to get this down. Do you remember we wrote on the board? When was it? When did we write on the board? When there were Shvua Sadayani. It was Thursday, no? Eid Echad, Motiv and Mixas. What's the third? Shvua Sawad? Shomer. Those are Shvua Sadayanim. Why are they called Dayanim? Because Bezin forced you to take a Shvua. You don't take a Shvua, you got to pay. Yes? Those are the Arisa. And what is the result of all those Shvuas? Get this down. What is the result of all those Shvuas? Shvua Sadayanim. You tell me. We believe him and you're putter. After you take the Shvua, you are putter. Those are the Arisa. You guys got to know this. Mayor, get this down. Those are the righteous shvuas you have to take a sefer Torah on it, hold the sefer Torah, hold tefillin. Ritva says even tzitzis, it would be good. There's a second level of shvuah. The Rabbana called shvuas hanotlin. What does shvuas hanotlin mean?
Don't force it.
No, that the shvuah allows you to take money. It's in the seventh paragraph of shvuah, it's the whole mission. Someone punches you out, God forbid. There were no Edomra. You could take a shvua and take him to Beis Din and say, this guy punched me, you could get money. Someone, your employee, the guy doesn't ever pay you, the boss. You could take a shvua to collect. That's a shvua the Rabbana called shvua sadoklin. It's basically known as the shvua sadmishnin. The result of this allows you to take money. Notlin, you got to get this framework down. And then there's the lowest level of shvua, which was enacted during the times of Rav Nachman. Could be it existed during the times of the Mishnayos, but he promulgated it. What's that called, Jonathan? A shvuas hesis. You ever heard of hesis? Shvuas hesis. Which case is that? What does the word hesis mean? Convincing. Let's say Ben Yomim says, Rebbe, you owe me $100. I said, Ben, I don't know what you're talking about. Can I walk away from him in Beis Din? Or walk out the door? No, I need a hesis. A low-level shvua, there's no Shem Hashem, there's no Sefer Torah Tefillin, there's no Sefer Torah Tefillin in the second level either. But I can't just walk out the door of Beis Din. It's in the case of Kofar Kol, and I have to take a hesis that Ben Yomim, I don't owe you a penny. Why do I have to do that? Rav Nachman says in Shvu'ah Stop Men, Amud Aleph, Chazaka, Ein Adam Toveya, Elion Ken Yeshlo Olo. There's got to be some credibility to his claim. I mean, Binyamin's a nice guy. Would he ever go over to Rebbe and say, you owe me $100? Unless there's some credibility. Granted, I can think of Hesus and I still walk out the door. But I can't walk out the door until I think of Hesus. I'm going to get you, write this down. Chazaka, Ein Adam. You must know this framework to know it the rest of your lives. The framework of the three levels of Shuas. I'm not talking about a Shuas B2. This is a Shuas in Dinim Omenes. A Shuas to eat an orange is called a Shuas B2. A Shuas to eat an orange has nothing to do with Dinim Omenes. That's called a Shuas B2. Pronunciation. Enunciation. That's a different type of Shuas. But there's something about Shuas HaDayamin, which is Chashin Mishpat. When you have a machlekes in a Tohen and a Nita, Ma'al V'Loivet, Sho'a Nifka and Maftis, Chazaka Einam Toveya, Ele'im Kain, Yesh Lo Olof, unless you've got some credibility. So at least I have to take a Hesus. Okay? So, first of all, get down in your notes. Our Tosfos says carte blanche. What does carte blanche mean?
Like completely.
Across the board.
Yeah.
You don't need a shvua. The Prus book in the Malbuch can say, I had a Prus, but I lost it. He's carte blanche believed. Walks out the door with all his money. Collects all his money. I had a Prus bull, but I lost it. Believed. Tosfos says, B'shem Rabbi Natan, without a shvua. Get it down. The tour quotes, B'shem the Ramah. Simon Samach Zion, Os Lamed Dalet, I gave it to you. He says, B'shem the Ramah. Who's the Ramah? Reb Meir HaLevi. Do you know what Reb Meir HaLevi says? He says, you need a shvua. Wow. I'm going to read you the Lashon, if I can find it, Lamaisa. Oh! If I can find the Lashon, he says, B'shem the Ramah. Here it is. It's your schus. V'aramah kosev shu neman. Aval tzarek shvua. Neman. Aval tzarek shvua. And he says, you're only believed in a place where they write prusbos. Then the shvua is good. If you're in a country where they never heard of the word Prusbul in your life, I don't know, make up a state, I don't know, Hawaii, let's say they never heard of Prusbul ever. I'm going to Prusbul, and you're sitting there in Honolulu. Meanwhile, the whole country's never heard of the word Prusbul. So you won't even believe him with a shvua, says the Yad Ramah. Get that down. You believe with a shvua, but only in a place where they know about Prusbuls, where they write Prusbuls. So the second sheet is Usher. Against Tosfos, that you are Tosfos holds B'shem Rabbi Natan, you're believing without a shvua. The Yad Ramah says you're believed with a shvua, but only in a place where they write prusbos. That's the second shita. You got that? And then there's a third shita that Taka says that we don't hold like Rav Nachman. We hold like the Stam Mishnah that we're going to get to in the Gemara Bli Neder. And then you're never Neman. Seems like you don't even give you a privilege of a shvua. You're not Neman at all. So what emerges is three shitas. Neman straight up with no shvua. Neman only with the shvua, Jonathan. Or number three, please get these down. What's number three? We don't even grant you a shvua. You're not Neman at all. We don't hold like Rav Nachman. Yes? Three shittas in the Rishonim that the Torah quotes. Amazing. Amazing din. But I have to tell you, Nate, you got the three shittas? You guys want me to write them on the board? Ah, come on, but I'll still write because I'm being lazy. Tosfos says, Neman, Belishvu. Yad Ramah, quoted by the Torah, says what? What does Yad Ramah say? Neman, Bishvu. And what does the Riff say?
Not Neman at all.
Not Neman at all. Riff. Ain't no Neman at all. Even with the Shvu, it seems. Ain't no Neman. We don't even give you the privilege. Ain't no Neman. We don't give you a privilege. Even the shvua, we don't let you take the shvua. You don't get a shvua. I forgot to write. Number two, when you're never a shvua. Rock the what? Only the asher in places where they write what? kosin prusbul. Yes? Only in places where they write a prusbul.
That's according to the Tosfos?
No. That's according to what? Ramah. Yadamah didn't say anything. It's the only never shvu in a place where they write prusbuls. You took a shvu in Hawaii and they never heard a prusbul, then it's just a joke. Even if you took the shvu. So we got the three shittas. Now, I want you to get this down. Please get it. What type of shvu is this? What would you have said? Based on my framework that I wrote down. Which type of shvu is it? One, two, or three?
Two.
I would have said two. Excellent. Excellent, Nate. I would have said two. The problem with that is that the Beis Yosef quotes the Baal HaTrumas. I'm going to read it to you. Lamedal, 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 Kotzu Baal HaTrumas, Ika Mandam, Rebuchomok, Meshenem, HaTorev, Meshtabesh, Heses. Heses, Veshokil. Write this down. The Baal HaTrumas, the Beis Yosef quotes, is that you are believed with a Heses and you take the money. What is the problem with that? You guys tell me. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with calling it a Heses? What does a Heses always result in, we wrote? That what? What does a Heses always result in? Kofra call, you are what? Punter. Just like the first level. First level is the Raisa, third level is the Rabbana. What's the second level allow you to do? It allows you to what? Take the money. What is the Heses allowing you to do here? Allows you to take it. Why would you call it a Heses? Very troubling. Very, very troubling why the Baal HaTrumas calls it a Heses. It's a Pella. L'chura the Shita, the Ramah that says you take a Shvuah, the Talmid Rabbi Yonah, Shita Kubetz, Aksubis Petesimanav, Tin Ramah says you're Chayv a Shvuah Ke'en D'Raisa. What is the Shvuah Ke'en D'Raisa always referred to? The second level. Shvuah HaMishnah. Do you know if you collect with a star half the loan, the second half you have to take a shvuah? It says in the Mishnah, shvuas mem heim and aleph. We never find a shvuas heses that's nishva v'notel. We never find a shvuas heses that's nishva v'notel. The heses always allows you to walk out the door, binyamin. So I want you to get this down. Even if you call it a shvuah, what type of shvuah is it? Baal HaTrumas calls it a heses. It's not a heses. The Mari Mikurkus, right? The Mari Kurkus says the Ram and Hukshvi the Perek Tesla Chave says the Ram's Mashiach don't even need a shvuah, like Rabbi Natan. So I want you to get this down. Please get this down, this din. Amazing. Comes out a tremendous din. Okay? This is a halacha. You have to know the framework of shvuah. So it's called a hesed, but it's a pella. This brings us to the following. I want you guys to get this. You ready? The previous Beis Yosef. In Sim in Os Lamed Hey, I don't know why it's Lamed Hey because the one after is Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet. Somehow it's out of order. Listen to this. The Baal HaTrumas writes, "What happens if the Malvus says you owe me money? It's a Milbal Pet." And he claims that there was a Prusbul, but it was lost. That's not what he claimed. You know what he claimed? He claimed that the Prusbul was Kodim the loan. The Malva claims from him, you owe me money. The Lova says, get out. He says, I don't owe you a penny. Oh, you think there was a Prusbul? The Prusbul is written after the loan. That's the Lova's claim. And the Malva claims, you don't know what you're talking about. The loan was what? Was before the what? Was before the Prusbul. See, they're all arguing. Remember we said a Prusbul only covers the loans that it pre-exists? So the Malva says, well, the Prusbul is written after the loan. The Lova says, no, it wasn't. The Prusbul was written when? Before the loan. So your Prusbul doesn't cover my loan. Who's believed in that case? Eliezer, you get it down. Who's believed? The Malva is believed because he has a Migu. What's the Migu? The Migu could have said he had a Prusbul and he lost it. He didn't say that. We never say a Migu, Lahotzi. You guys know what a Migu is? What's a Migu? Gotta explain to the mic. What is a migu? Migu means since. The word migu means since. But you know what it means? If you have a confrontation based on someone and you have different claims, in my pocket, it's not for having an issue. I have a migu. I could have made a better claim. Since I could have made a better claim, that's why it's called amigu. Since I could have made a better claim, that's what amigu means. But normally amigu should not allow me what? Most of the say amigu lahotzi lo amrina. Amigu does not allow me to take money. That's normally what we assume. That's shita satisus. Usually we all hold amigu lahotzi lo amrina. So isn't this going to allow him to take money? What's the answer? What's the answer, guys? Shiny hocha. Shiny hocha. What's shiny hocha mean? It's different here. The Messiah alai. What's helping him out? Chazak lo shavak inish hetera. The achli sura. Lo shavak inish hetera. The achli sura. No guy leaves the what? The heter and eats the isra. So therefore, that's on his side, the Malva, and therefore he is believed. Wow! And therefore, even though Migul Hotzi Lo Aminin, but here we have the din of Lo Shavik Inish Isura, I'm sorry. Lo Shavik Inish Etera, Lo Achol what? Isura. Wow! No one does that. And therefore he's got a lot on it. He has a migu, and therefore we don't say, even though migu holds him in, he wins the mock. So what emerges is we have three shitas. Please get this down. What'd you say? This is what the Beis Yosef quotes the Baal HaTrumas saying. The Baal HaTrumas. The Baal HaTrumas says this halacha l'maisa. Okay? The Baal HaTrumas says this halacha l'maisa. Now, the truth is, I want you to get this down. You know who one of the Rosh Yeshivas was in the Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin? Hagon Reb Naftali Trub. Yes, you heard of him? The Granat. Hagon Reb Naftali Trub. He was a great Gon. Hagon Reb Naftali Trub, sometimes a safer call of the Granat in all the Yeshivas in the world, including ours. Because we're saying it today in Shir. In our Yeshiva, Reb Yitzchak Cholom, we're learning about the Granat. And you know what he says? He has two approaches. Get this down. What is the nature of Lo Shavak Inish Heter V'Achol Yisur? Is it like a rove, or is it a svara that it's like a badai? Is it a rove? Rove guys are like this? Or is it a badai? It's a svara. It's mamish a svara. Is it a svara, guys? That we assume this for sure. It's a badai. What is the famous principle in Bava Basra Sadi Beis in the Beis? And in Bava Kama Chatzai Manal? What's the famous principle in Dinimamus? Ein Hochen B'mamon Achra Rov. We never follow a Rov in Dinimamus. Ein Hochen, you have to know this. Please get down the dock. Ein Hochen B'mamon Achra Rov. So how can this help the Malva win? He's being motzi money from the Lover. No? The loan remained intact. What are the two approaches to Lo Shavak Inish? Does it work as a rov or is it a badai? It's like such a strong svara. So if it's a rov, how can you use this? Ain't also a rov. But since we use it for the malva to win, it must be it's a what? It's a badai. It's a svara. Wow. That's amazing. It's a badai svara. Just like Motzei Mechala Maraya. Rov is a jezakosu. Lo Shavak Inish says Reb Naftali Trump is considered to be a vada. That's why you're able to win. That's why people the hopes you go on meeting. But if you have this, you win. Lo Shavak Inish makes you what? You are Nema. Beats out. That's why a Migu Lahotzi would be able to, Migu will win in that case, where they're arguing when it was. This is the finish that we want to bring out. Now this brings us to the following. This brings to the following. Please get it. Do we hold like this halacha l'maisa or not? So I want you to get down. The Tur quotes in the name of his father. Who was the father of the Tur? The Rush. Excellent. The Rush quotes in the name in the Chuvis, Klau Ayin Zayin Os Dalet. The Rush wrote Chuvis too, not just in the Simonim Yisrael. He says, I don't hold like this halacha. What? This is a Gemara. Wait, Rush, you don't hold halacha? I don't hold to this halacha, the Rush says. This halacha that a Malva can claim he had a Prusman, he lost it, we don't accept it. Because the Rosh was looking around in Germany. No one is writing Prusbels. Nobody. Nobody's writing Prusbels. Spain, he moved from Germany to Spain. No one is writing Prusbels. We mentioned this briefly. He says, no one even knows about this Shmitas Ksav. They haven't even heard of it. They don't think it's an Isser. How can you say the Sfar of Loshana Keter Vachdashu when they never even heard of it? Therefore, the Rosh says, it doesn't work this time. And he says, amazing. I'm going to read it to you inside from the Torah quoting his father. If you have a guy, if you're a Dayan, and you have a guy comes in and says, you know what, Jonathan? Mr. Malva, I had a Prusbel, I lost it. Yeah? Start interrogating him, and you'll catch him. He actually says this, amazing. He starts saying, ask him, hey, what's a Prusbel? Why'd you write it? Who was the Chacham that did it for you? And you bet my bottom dollar that you'll what? You'll catch him Bishkarl. Nitpas Bishkarl. What does Nitpas Bishkarl mean? You'll catch him at his lie. Catch him at his lie. I'm going to read you the Losh. Amazing. You ready, guys? Listen to this. Okay, I can't believe this. He says, Ukshaba Lefanai Echad Mitoin Prusbel Hayali V'Ibay. If some guy would come over to me and say that, Hayiti Shalo, I would ask him, Mao Prusbel? What is a Prusbel, Jonathan? Velama Kataftoto. Why did you write it? Umihu Shekosbucha. Who's the Chacham that write it for you? Achia Nitpas Bishkar, till I grab him in his lie. Umi Olum Rosacha Lifne Adam Ashkenaz Batainizu. We never found in Germany that people use this time. So he says, there's no way we hold this din, halacha l'maaseh. There's no way we hold this din, halacha l'maaseh. You got to get this down to the Torah in Siman Samach Zayin, right? In Os what? Os Lamed Gimel Lamed Dal. Now, I forgot one of the guys asked me in Seder, and they asked me, Rebbe, especially we learned it. How do you what? You guys say it. What's the kasha? How does the Rosh have, in a sense, the audacity to do away with the din in the Gemara? Don't you have to be greater b'chachma b'minyan to do that? Remember we always said you can never be cholik on the Gemara? The Ramah writes that in Choshen Mishpat Siman Chafei. What's the Makar in Shas? Bava Metziah Watach? Pei Vava Marav Ravina Ravashi Sofa Ra. When they finish the Gemara at the end. Done. No one can cholik ever on the Gemara. How could the Rosh say this? You understand my kasha? What's the answer to that kasha? Gavriel, you got to get this down. What's the answer to that kasha? That it was built into the fabric of the din, that if there would be a country that never heard of Prusbel ever, and never was doing it, then there's no way that this is going to be used. There's just no way that this could be used. So it's not like he was repealing a takana, and you need to be greater chacham minyan. It was built in. Like Tosis did away with clapping. Why did Tosis do away with the gzeir? We don't hold like the Tosis, but Tosis and Beis said, why do you do away with the issue of clapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because no one knows how to build a guitar nowadays. Last time I checked. And that was built in, we said. According to Tosis. All the Gedol HaKronim asked Pri Chodesh, how can you do that? You have to be greater Chacham Minyan. Well, maybe it's built in the fabric of it. So you don't need to be greater Chacham Minyan. Once it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So that's what you think you have to say here. Halacha L'maaseh. That's what you have to do, we have to say here. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring up. Yes, David?
Assuming this star would only work at a time before Shemitah happened. Because you can't write a Prusbel afterwards, so it's not like you're going to Isser just as a solid option.
Say again the what?
I mean, this Sfar only seems to work at a time before Shemitah annuls your loan. Because if it was after Rosh Chodesh, then there's no way you could go back and write a Prusbel. You forgot.
No, but the Taina is here that I had one, but I lost it.
Right. So
it's after the end of Shemitah, where it's been canceled already. The Lova saying, I'm going to have to pay you. He says, what are you talking about, Malchus? I had a Prusbel, but I lost it.
Right, so then you could say that he's going to the Isser because he wants the money from the Lova. Even though he forgot to write a Prusbel, he wants the money, so he's going to lie.
No, we assume he says he had a Prusbel, it kept intact, but he lost the Prusbel.
Okay.
So that keeps it intact, so we believe
just
him.
Just like any other case, he wants the money, so he can lie about it.
We're assuming he's not lying because of this
smart
principle.
I mean, that's smart, but that's not going to work.
That's what the Rosh is saying. practically it doesn't help because no one knows about principles. This can only apply when you know about the concept of lo shavik and ishvat. So I'm saying it's more than a row. It's not just a row, but it is a chazak. Now, how do you find out where this is placed in all of Shas? How do you find this out? Lemais. Where do you look to know where this klal is found in Shas? You look in the Mesoros of Shas, yes? And it says three different Gemaras where it's mentioned. Okay? So I want to close with the first one, and tomorrow in Shir, we have early Shir. Okay, we got to finish up the Gemara and everything. I want to start with the first Gemara we'll close with, and then we'll do the other Gemaras. The first Gemara is on Lamed Testament Beis in Avodah Zarah, where it says, you're not allowed to buy certain things from a person, a Maisa, that he's a storekeeper, that you're afraid he might be selling you bad stuff. Let's say wine. He might be selling you Stam Yenu, that a boy touched. You're not allowed to buy it from him if you're afraid he might be selling that stuff in the store. But if you are a guest by him, please get it. If you are a guest in his home and he serves you wine, and people are not choshed that he himself drinks goyish wine, are you allowed to drink that wine? Yes. Because of what cloud? Lo shavak inish what? Lo shavak inish isura. Lo shavak inish hetera va'achal isura. I'm upset at myself. I said it wrong. Lo shavak inish hetera va'achal isura. If it's in his house, he obviously thinks it's kosher wine. So you could drink from it. Now, if you think he's a bad guy, he drinks bad wine, then obviously you can't trust him. But the Gemara uses that call, what daf? Get it down, Lamed Testament Beis, and the Rama quotes this in the Machoz of Sarus, that if the storekeeper is choshish for selling bad things, but in his own personal house, you could be a guest by him, and you can drink the stuff, because of this cloud of lo shavak inish hetera v'achol isur. This is the second application we have. Number one, in our Gemara, what daf and gittin? Lamed Zayin Beis, number two in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Testament Beis. We'll begin sure tomorrow, we'll be there with the other Gemaras and finish up tomorrow. Okay? Alright, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. And Thursday we have pizza lunch. Bezrat Hashem.